Good things.
Good things.
With Brent Lindeke.
Brent Lindeke, the good things guy, wrapping up a Friday for us as always. Brent, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mans, and happy Friday to all the Joburg and Cape Town listeners.
A great story here about Brad Binder, who, of course, if you're a MotoGP fan, you're a fan of Brad Binder. He's become the first rider since 1992 to set a super lap record at Kyalami Grand Prix, just an hour away from his hometown. Lots of buzz around Kyalami at the moment. We're hoping we're going to get a Formula One race there next year.
Oh, you know, Brad Binder, he's always in the news. He raises the South African flag super high in every race, and he makes us all feel incredibly proudly South African. So he did the super lap last month in July, and we've all been eagerly waiting to find out if he did it, if he broke that record. And yesterday the news came out that yes, Brad Binder did. The last rider, as you said, to set that record was in 1992 by Australia's Wayne Gardner. So it's great to bring that that record back home.
Oh, that is great. We're always happy to take one away from the Aussies, aren't we? You've got a story here about a brave 13-year-old with severe injuries, how he pushed through his pain to save his father's life while they were hiking and washed off the rocks. Tell us about that one.
So a harrowing story of a family who found themselves in a dire situation while on holiday last weekend in Plett. It was their second evening in the Roburg Reserve. The father and son were swept off the rocks by waves, just an accident. They were then washed over the rocks into a tidal pool, and they were both left unconscious. The son miraculously woke up and managed to get his dad to safety. His dad was still unconscious, and he had quite severe injuries as well. He then ran up 50 meters back to where they were staying to alert his mom, who called the NSRI, and they were able to then be airlifted to a hospital where they were both recovering. But imagine the bravery that this 13-year-old had to get inside of himself to save his dad, to act in that moment, just to get his dad back to safety. It's just an incredible story.
Sure, that's true bravery and courage from that 13-year-old. An incredible story. Hey, and Brent, if you're a fan of Tully Babes, Tully Babes is back, ready to take us all on an adventure to her hometown in Jersey. I watched the first season of Tully Babes. Just to tell people who she is in case they don't know.
So listen, I'm in love with Tully. She came out with the first season, which was called Tully's Wedding Diary. She then did the second season.
She had the baby in the second one, right?
The Baby Diary, yes. And the third season, she's coming back to Joburg, her hometown. This series was Showmax's first original, and it's one of their most award-winning series that they've done. An original South African production. The Globe love it. We all find Tully and her husband, Darren, very funny. And the series is currently being filmed. It's going to come out super, super soon. So I'm actually glad that we spoke about this story. She is hilarious. If you don't know who Tully is, she was also Suzelle DIY. Same character, different character, same person.
I think a lot of people don't know that. So that's one to remember. Brent, thank you so much. As always, we love you bringing us some good news on a Friday.
Thank you very much, man. And to all of the listeners, as always, only good things.
Only good things, Brent Lindeke, the good things guy, wrapping up our Friday for us.